Chapter 14. Do something with your hands and arms. Oh, those pesky hands and arms. Unless the speaker has some natural or rehearsed specific movements, many speakers' hands and arms have been known to flail around, hide in pockets, perch on hips, hide behind backs, clench into fists. This chapter is intentionally placed under the anxiety category because nothing screams nerves more than people uncomfortable with their arms and hands. As formal as it may appear at first, always have your arms at your side unless they are in the middle of intentional actions or come up as a natural movement. The hands should always be unclenched. A clenched fist is a visible indicator of your anxiety. I was once given the advice that if nerves start to creep in, to rub your thumb against your palm in each hand. The subtle act of your thumb rubbing your palm allows your hands to remain at your side and still appears normal. Over time, you will become naturally looser. Additionally, hands touching, either fingers together or fingertips touching, or hands behind your back often give the audience an uptight feeling, especially if it is prior to you starting your presentation. Having your arms at your side should be like home base, your default position before your next gesture. This position took a little getting used to when I first started, since I tensed up my shoulders with the straight arms. But over time, it truly becomes a comfortable launching point for your hands.